All right, it's KKFN and KKFN HD1 Long Montana. Let me just kick it off with the injury report for the Broncos. Your injury report is presented by Zoom Care.
Jonathan Harris, Dakota Allen, KJ Hamler, and Andrew Beck will all be out for this game. K1, Jerry, and Cortland are questionable right now. And then we've got Brandon McManus had tightness in his kicking quad. He should be good to go, though. And Jacob Bobbenmeyer, he was limited. He had a little stitch incident with his hands, but he should be good to go.
What does it tell you?
What do you mean a stitch? What is that? He has stitches in his hand?
Well, he had like, yeah, because he had a thumb sort of thing.
Did he have surgery?
He might have. I think he might have.
Popped a stitch, huh?
It's Bobbenmeyer.
You want to hear a funny story about stitches?
Sure.
My rookie year, Elvis Dumervil comes after practice, goes, "Hey, come on, let's go to the weight room. We're going to work out." And I'm like, "Oh, great."
Okay.
Like, he didn't have to practice hardly. And I'm out there doing every rep, you know? So I'm, like, tired.
Okay.
But we're in there, and we're doing, like, these, we used to call it dumbbell complexes. So we're doing, like, hang cleans with the dumbbells.
How is Elvis's strength?
Strong.
Okay.
Real strong. And, like,
short but strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I had, like, 65-pound dumbbells in my hand, and I, like, went to clean them out. Like, I was tired, right? It was, like, the third or fourth set we were doing. And I hit myself in my eye with them, both eyes. So it looks like I got boxed up and I was just leaking blood out of both sides. I had to get stitches in both sides.
I actually think I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
Like, you whacked yourself with the weights.
Yeah.
Yeah, you looked like you had black eyes. It looked like you had been in a fight.
Yeah.
I actually do kind of remember
that. Hit myself
that.
In the face with dumbbells.
Somebody had, I forget who it was, but some weights fell on him. Some other ridiculous thing. Weight rooms are fun. Your injury report presented by Zoom Care. Visit ZoomCare.com to learn more about their Beyond Better Urgent and Primary Healthcare clinics in Denver and Boulder today. You feel better? You had some stuff you wanted to get off your chest?
How'd you get it off my chest, man?
Yeah,
it's been.
I get it.
Yeah, it's been. It was unfair to the fans because they didn't know what was going on. And then, like, you know.
And when I
say that organization, they do things, usually they do things the right way. Like, I had a great experience with them, but what that particular. That particular moment in my career was like, I couldn't believe it. That it was like, this is what's happening.
Are you nervous about catching some heat for what you just said?
I don't care. Catching heat? What do you mean? I didn't play. I told him I'm not playing, and then I posted a picture of me carrying a bear. You think I care about what I just said there? I said the truth. I'm not worried about saying the truth. No.
Okay.
Respect the organization, respect the team,
have you ever
respect
said
the
that?
People in that building.
Have you ever said that in public, what you just said right there to that dude?
No. Okay. But it's the truth.
Hey,
it's exactly what happened. That's how it went down.
I'm all for it.
And I could keep spilling dirt, but I'm not going to.
We can get Bobby back on the phone. Maybe that's the truth. He was trying to track you down.
Oh, Bobby's been trying to get a hold of me. It's like, dude, it's always like the...
How ironic is that for him?
Well, though? The thing is his. You got to think the two-hour time difference, so it throws the schedule off. So when I get a text message and I read it, my ADHD kicks in and then I forget about it. You know, it's like... I'm like, all right, I'll get back to him later, and then I forget.
It was nothing personal.
No, not at all. No. No, not at all.
No, he got himself a little scoop right there. Broncos Ravens have a fascinating history. No doubt about it. Like, the Panthers and the Broncos, there's the Super Bowl, but there's, like, nothing else. There's a lot of shared things between the Broncos and the Ravens, dude. Lots. I mean, most notably, of course, the horrific Joe Flacco pass over Raheem the Dream. But it's not...
They call it the... First of all, they call that the Mile High Miracle. And it's everywhere.
Well, they get... Hey, man, they get it. They get that moment. And that's the year they won the Super Bowl. But they have Stokely in common with Stokely's got a Super Bowl ring with the Ravens. Got a touchdown pass in that game.
Yeah.
Shannon Sharp played for the Ravens back in the day, and they walloped the Broncos in the playoffs when Shannon was playing for the Ravens. Then Shannon came back for the Broncos for a couple of years, or at least a year. What else with the Ryu? Your relationship with the Ravens. Trevor Price with the Ravens and the Broncos.
I was 50% with the Ravens because I had one great year and they loved me, and then one not so good year. There's but like, I was having, the crazy thing is that my
didn't Elvis Tumorville go to the Ravens?
Doom went there and he's their sack leader. Single season sack leader.
And the only reason he ended up there was because of the fax machine problem.
Because of the fax machine.
Right. But he ended up there. There's actually some crazy history with the Broncos and the Ravens. And the Ravens, after the horrible Raheem the Dream game, came back to open things up because they couldn't open in their own stadium because of a parking issue with the Orioles. So they open the season as Super Bowl champions here in Denver, and Peyton tosses 7 touchdowns on them. And it just felt great, but a little hollow, too. It was just like, I mean, it's awesome. We showed you, I guess. And it felt good kind of in the moment, and there was a lot of hype up to that. But
talking about that 2013.
That's right. But after the game was over, it felt a little hollow because at the end of the day, it was just a regular season game compared to the playoff game.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty weird because I was coming off of being paralyzed. that was my first game back after being paralyzed.
Oh, that was the Seahawks year?
Yeah.
Was that the bus year, too? Was that the whole thing?
The seizure, yeah.
The whole kit and caboodle here.
Almost died.
On the bus. And on the field.
And in the hospital.
And in the hospital. That was a rough run.
I almost went into cardiac arrest.
Second year in the league.
Yeah. They keep trying to kill me off. I just won't die.
Well, you do have Wolverine blood.
No, I don't.
You don't have Wolverine blood?
No.
It's just for us. The Ravens, man. I don't know what's gonna. Well, here we go. We should get some football music there, KJ. We'll do this. We can do it up. Keys to the game. Let me tell you about the Ravens, dude. They are second in the league in rushing. Over under carries for the Ravens. I'll put it at 43. Over under 43 carries for the Ravens in this game. What do you think?
I'll take the under.
I'll take the over.
All right.
We got Carolina putting up, 48? Something like that? 46, 48? I think they're going to run until they can't run.
Yeah, but they have Lamar Jackson. He was going on to sling that thing, too.
Dude, they run for 167 yards a game. They're second in the league. It's a home game in December.
They're going to run the ball.
Yeah, heads up.
When I supposed to disagree with you? Because I do. I agree with you. They're going to run the ball probably 48 times.
You can agree with me on that one.
I bet 48 times they run the ball.
Taking the over. They scored 25 points. Maybe this is just the way I'll do it with you. They scored 25 points a game. Over or under 25?
Over.
Over. All right. They give up 20 points per game. Over or under?
Under.
All right. They are not good against the pass. Can the Broncos throw on them?
No.
All right, would you just stop?
They don't have to cover anybody. Leave them wide open.
What are we talking about here? All right, so they're
going to... You won't see them.
They're going to score... We'll just do it. They're going to score more than 25. They're going to keep the Broncos under 20. What's the final score of this game?
32-10.
I will say...
28-10.
26-13. No.
Why 13?
I don't know.
You think they're going to get 2 field goals?
No, I don't.
They're probably going to... I bet the Ravens might possess the ball for 30 minutes.
All right. The Panthers held the ball for 14 minutes more than the Broncos last week. Over or under 14 minutes, Ravens possessing the ball more than the Broncos.
Man, that'd be hard to do.
Can you believe the Panthers did it?
I mean, they can. They can and they could and they should. So I think the Ravens definitely hold the ball for a quarter longer than we do.
That is crazy. That is insane if that happens back to back weeks.
They might shut this team out. You know what they're talking about over there? Let's shut them out. This team should not score on a point.
I'll tell you this, man. They are second in the league. I'm sorry, fifth in the league in sacks. They're second in the league in takeaways.
They're foaming at the mouth. They just lost to Jacksonville. They want to just bounce. They want to come back. They want to get that taste out of their mouth. They're going to come out here and play lights out.
They're second against the rush. So the only way to beat the Ravens is to actually huck the ball up. And Sutton probably is coming back, but he's got the stomach flu. Judy was out there sort of. Hamler's out. You know, I think it could be like 30-3.
That's what I was going
to
say.
You know what? I'll say
this 30. Is one of those 30-3 games.
I'll say 30-3.
It might be 36-3.
Never mind, McManus. We find out today has a injured quad.
It might be 52-3.
No. Hey man, what was going on with Fangio and Harbaugh back in the day with that 100-yard?
So
thing?
Listen.
Let me say this real quick. Our Broncos pick, because we just did them, is presented by King Supers, your official grocer of the Denver Broncos. I got it in, KJ. I know, you got me. Yeah, what happened in that game, the 100-yard?
So the Ravens had been, like, consecutive 100-yard rushing games.
Yeah, for a million games in a row. Yeah. That meant something to them.
That's the kind of thing that means something to a team, you know?
Games out of hand. Game's done. But there they are.
Well, it wasn't out of hand.
Game was over.
The game was definitely over, yeah.
Yeah. And there's Lamar taking it for 6 yards to get over 100 yards. And the lasting image is Vic Fangio freaking out. I think, was it Kolar freaking out too? So there were a couple of people freaking out.
I think Kolar, if I know Kolar, he was freaking out because the guys weren't ready for the play. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how big of an emphasis was that in the D-line room to stop them from running for 100 yards that particular game? Like, how much did that matter?
It would mean everything.
So it was emphasized. It was talked about.
It's everything. Oh. So he was mad because he's like, yeah, we did it. And then he's like, ah, oh, you, there's real slick.
See, and then
what do you expect? You should have warned them. Hey, they're going to try to get to that 100-yard mark. Don't let them get it.
Yeah, but who cares, coach? We lost the game. The game is over.
Exactly.
I didn't see one player upset. Until you looked at your coaches and you realized, oh, I guess we should be upset about this.
Yeah.
I didn't see one guy on the field who cared. Nobody was fighting the Ravens. Nobody, it wasn't like a hockey fight, like you're messing with the goalie.
What, you're mad that they ran a football play on a football play?
That was the problem. The only people who were mad were Fangio and some of the defensive coaches. Because it mattered to them. That was the big hit on Fangio that week. Like, you cared more about that than the actual game.
I know.
Which, that's what it looked like. He looked like a defensive coordinator, not a head coach in that moment.
Well, that's what he is.
Right. And that's been a big part of the problem.
Which is crazy to me. Does he have a job?
He is from what I've been told... I think he's doing some consulting thing for a team.
I'm telling you, that dude is a great defensive coordinator.
Well, the big rumor was he had his choice of defensive coordinator jobs out there. That was a little bit of a rigmarole during the offseason. There's a little bit of debate how popular and how demand he really was. But here's what I've heard about Fangio, too. He had guaranteed money from the Broncos, and, you know, he liked his money. And listen, he's doing just fine, and if he wants to work next year, I'm sure he'll get a job.
Yeah.
Foxy's consulting for the Colts. These guys, they just roll around
Let's
and around.
Give Foxy
around.
Another go.
As what?
Head coach.
Fine by me. I like Foxy.
Love him.
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
He came and saw me in the hospital.
Ah, that's cool, man. Here's the deal.
That meant a lot to me.
Here's the deal with Foxy. He's a real head coach.
He's a real human being, too.
He's a great guy. Foxy is a great... I told you the other day, man, like, I was out there at practice, and there's Hackett. He's, like, 15 feet in front of us, twirling around a whistle like McDaniels. And I'm next to Mason, and I go, you know, this would be a good moment for him just to come over and chat. Just lighten up a little bit. Just relax a tad. Come over and have a conversation with the muggles hanging out there. Just be a real person. Foxy did it all the time, and I think it bought Foxy a little, little wiggle room here and there. And plus, you work with the same people. You know, Derek, out there, it's not, ESPN's not out with the Broncos every day. You realize that, right? NFL Network's not out there. It's not training camp anymore. You realize it's the same, like, six people out there every day. It's like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Just come over and say hi. Know a few guys' names.
Yeah, get to know that you just, want guys on your side.
Yeah, man, and just
you want those guys on your. That was like, you know what? That was the best advice that Smythe ever gave me when I was a rookie. He's like, look, man. He's like, I know, because I was like, you know, country boy from Ohio. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I'm here to play football and kill quarterbacks. That's all I care about. You brought me here to stop the run and hurt quarterbacks,
Bobby Boucher. Playing the foosball.
Playing the foosball.
Bobby Boucher was...
See ball, get ball.
Was talking to the Mudhen reporters.
So he told me, he said, listen, man, these guys are here, like, they can either help you or hurt you. So why not have them help you?
Pretty simple.
So try to keep a good relationship with them and just be honest with them and be real with them.
Yeah, you don't have to kiss anybody's butt.
No.
I'm not saying that.
Just be friendly.
Yeah, that's it.
Just be friendly. That's it. Be neighborly. You know?
Recognize we're all out here doing a
Everybody's
job.
Everybody's out here working, man. We're all doing a job.
The one thing players and coaches don't quite get sometimes is that the fans will get the information by those six or seven nerds out there on the sideline.
Exactly.
So,
whatever
you
say to them is what they're going to get.
You do.
Do you want to leave it up to them to make something up? No.
And guess what? Those guys, local muggles, they're out there every day. NFL Network, Sunday Night Football, they're coming maybe once a year.
Yeah.
Okay? If you want to pal up to the national people, whatever. But those local turds out there, those are the real information people. Those are the real people the fans are getting the stuff from. Unless, of course, you listen to Tom Pelissero.
And that's what's going to bring me to this point. So that's the mistake I made in Baltimore, was not speaking to the media about the injuries. Mm-hmm. Because when I was here in Denver, when I had an injury, I was honest about it. And I would speak to them about it. The problem was, is I didn't know how to give the information I just gave Bobby.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to say that while I'm still employed by them. Because it's like, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. They're the ones that they didn't hold up their end of the bargain.
Yeah, that's tricky.
They didn't hold up. They didn't stick to the plan. They cut the plan in half 2 weeks early.
You see the conflict. Like, Dalton just goes on KOA the other day and he says, well, they haven't offered me a contract. He must be at wit's end. Because you know he doesn't really want to do that.
No, he doesn't want to say stuff like that.
But
he just wants the fans to know that, like, I'm not, like, turning money down. They haven't offered me anything.
Yeah, he must, right. He's at the end of his rope.
Right.
That's what's going on there. And I feel for him. I mean, that sucks.
He knows that he's probably, like, his days are numbered here in Denver.
Right, you know? He wants the fans to know what's going on.
Yeah, he wants them to know that he's not choosing.
It's important to him. It is.
It is. Well, this is his hometown,
That's
man.
Right.
This is his home team.
That's right.
He grew up watching the Broncos. Loved the Broncos.
He was throwing hogs around, playing five-man football or whatever the hell he was
Six
doing.
Six-man, I think.
I don't know what it was. You know, maybe
up there in Wiggins?
Maybe a guy was hurt. This is the drive on the fan.
A guy was hurt.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Man.
You think they're going to be upset with me in Baltimore?
I don't know. I'm
telling the truth, man. It's all true.
I don't know if that's going to be a story out there or not. I could see where it could be, but I could also see where, you know, that was a long time ago.
A long time ago? It was last year.
Well, I'm not sure. That's a,
It was
know.
Hell, man. It was hell. Absolute hell.
I don't know there.
You think that's how I wanted to go out? That's how I wanted to end my career?
No, of course not.
No. It's not.
Of course not.
That's not how I envisioned anything going down.
We had a nice little wrap up out here. I know.
But I want to go out. I want to leave the field.
I know.
Playing the game for the last time. Not
leave the shoes on the mat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a wrestling reference for everybody out there. Just want to love for wrestling continues. Yeah, I don't know the culture out there, man. I don't know the environment of Baltimore, their media. The fan base. I know it's a real blue collar. In fact, you probably would be really loved out there.
They loved me in 2020.
I bet. Because you're their type of guy.
And then when I couldn't get back on the field, they still were like, oh, it's okay, he'll be back next season. But then when the number one hip surgeon in the world, who happens to be in Vail, tells me that I should not be playing football. Mm-hmm. He's like, not because I'm worried about, like, oh, these other injuries, these wear and tear injuries. It's because I'm worried that your hip is going to completely dislocate. And if that happens, then what kind of quality of life do I have for the rest of my life? Can I snowboard? Can I hike? Mm-hmm. Can I do anything?
Nope.
I mean, dude, I couldn't bend over and pick up my two-year-old daughter. Couldn't even pick her up. But I rehabbed twice a day, every day, for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I posted a picture of me carrying a bear down a hill.
Well, come on. You got it. All right. I feel you, but why'd you post the picture?
Because it was a cool picture.
I get it, but you might not have been thinking that thing the whole way through.
Well, I didn't actually post it.
Well, somebody posted.
Well, the outfitter that I was with posted it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then I reposted it.
I
was like, oh, it's cool. But the fact is that
it didn't look good.
The facts are that
Jay Cutler was caught carrying his wife's purse like the week after he had his injury on Rodeo Drive, and people gave him a hard time for that.
Yeah,
because he tapped out of the NFC Championship game.
That's crazy.
Sometimes things the media can be a bunch of jerks, man.
Well, they weren't getting filled.
How about this week? So Kliss tweets out the birthday thing to defend Russell Wilson, uses the word half to mean there's a lot of people there, and Mike Florio says half weren't there.
Well, he said around half. He should have said more than half of the team came on a Tuesday. That's awesome.
He knows it. He shouldn't have used the word half.
Right.
He just should have said a lot.
Most.
Tons. The majority. You know, Mike knows it too. We talked about it. It was the wrong
team
words.
Shows up for Russ.
Exactly.
All kinds of cool things you can see.
Tons of guys were there. And then if tons of guys were there, it's pretty simple just to say the next day, hey, how was the party? Party was great.
Yep.
We had a good time. It was a surprise party. It was really neat. Instead, you got, you know, Justin Simmons screaming at him.
Which is so wild.
Everybody hates him.
It's so crazy to me.
It's incredibly.
You think Justin's walking around, don't talk to Kliss. Nobody talk to Kliss.
I don't know. Yeah, I really don't have that relationship with Justin, so I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know how much.
I think Kliss is pretty unfazed by it.
He's
a professional.
Yeah,
been doing this a long time.
I think that day it's a little unsettling. That day, and then it's the next day.
Well, if I know Justin will probably try to make it right.
Him and Kliss they got some history, those two. There's other stuff. I don't know, man. It's a tricky one for Mike because Justin's not going anywhere.
No.
It's not like Justin's going to be gone next year or anything like that. So you got to kind of, and Russ isn't going anywhere. I know. It's so silly. Listen, go out and win. And if you don't go out and win and you lose, Derek, you know what's going to happen. There's going to be a huge turnover next year. Coaches, players, who knows? And then you come back next year, and if you're still holding a grudge, well, that's on you, not on them.
Yeah.
And a grudge for what? Mike was trying to be supportive.
Yeah, he was. All right. In the dry manner that he usually is.
And I believe him when he said he just crossed paths. He didn't search out Justin.
No.
He just kind of ran into each other in the locker room.
Well,
which does happen all the time.
All the time. You walk, especially in the locker room.
It's like, oh my God.
The hallway. And then,
the worst. The worst is when you pass a player and you know he hates you and you pass each other in the hallway when it's just you and him. It's the worst.
And you say, how was the birthday party?
You say nothing. This did happen with me and Bowles. And I don't hate Bowles. Please tell him
he's not a hateable guy.
I don't hate him at all. I don't dislike. I have no bad feelings for him. But I know he doesn't like me. And so we passed in the hall just like a month ago. And it was just, hey, and you know, and he was fine. He was professional. He didn't do anything inappropriate. But it's just that humongously awkward sort of moment. I don't want Bowles to hate me.
What happened in that moment?
Nothing. He pretended he didn't see me. But I mean, dude, it's me and him. You know, it's like, you know the hallway there.
Oh, yeah. It's not big.
No. It's, I'm not that small.
You don't just walk by somebody and, like, not notice them.
No, and I know he hates me because you've told me he hates me.
He definitely does.
Like, I know Kubiak hates me.
I don't know if Kub hates anybody.
You guys are very quick to tell me who hates me. Trust me, you players. Okay. Will Peterson, I hope he doesn't hate me. I don't know. I was scrappy, Will. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing well. I don't hate you at all. You guys have had quite an interesting afternoon, though.
Tell you
Wrapping
what,
it up kind of spicy on a Friday, fellas.
All right, Avalanche Talk, DenverFan.com. How would you describe that win over the Sabres yesterday?
Well, you don't think Nathan MacKinnon was mad? Right, they go to the Jets and lose 5-0, and MacKinnon comes out last night and gets points on 5 of their 6 goals. They win 6-4. It was a crazy, chaotic, high-scoring game, But even without some of their star power, that's what the Avs can still do. They almost got us hockey tacos. They were one goal away from what we needed, you know, obviously when the Rockies score seven runs. So, yeah, Nathan MacKinnon just played
What are hockey tacos?
When the Rockies score seven runs, you can get a free taco the next day at Taco Bell from 4 to 6 p.m.
So, and some diarrhea.
Thanks to our friends at Taco Bell. So in this town, tacos mean seven. It has been this. Will, how many years have
tacos?
Because of the Rockies and the numbers seven for runs and tacos. So tacos mean seven.
You ever seen that movie?
Which one?
Seven.
I have seen seven. It's a head scratcher.
They've done tacos for like a decade, and it's become a joke around the other sports. And the sad thing is, I don't know if the Broncos will get to tacos on Sunday in Baltimore. So that is something to watch. Do the Broncos get to seven? But real quick, just the last thought on that.
Yes.
MacKinnon or Makar, I'm not sure who the best player in the world is, but it's one of the two.
Right.
And last night, MacKinnon just played like a man possessed, and that's what he does, right? They had one bad game, and he came out and took that game over, and they got a nice 6-4 win.
All right, preview tomorrow against the Bruins. What are we thinking about this one?
Well, I don't know if you guys are aware. The Bruins are 13-0-0 at home. 13 home games, 13 wins. Wow. They have not dropped a game in TD Garden all year, so the Avalanche will look to be the first. I don't think they're going to go 41-0 at home, but that's an NHL record for fastest, hottest start to a season without losing a home game. The Bruins are something like 19-3. Very easily could be a Stanley Cup preview. If the Avs were fully healthy, I would pick them to win, but Boston's just so hot right now. I think that's one you probably dropped. That's why it was good to get the Buffalo win. And honestly, guys, the odds makers, the Avalanche are never underdogs, right? Ever underdogs. They are legitimate underdogs in this game tomorrow, so clearly the folks in Vegas have the Bruins getting to 14-0 at home.
So check this out. The best team record-wise in the NHL, is it the Bruins? I don't even know, but they're one of the top teams, right? Possibly
yes,
the top team. It's the Bruins. The top team in the NBA is the Celtics. We have our Avalanche, defending Stanley Cup champions, and we know it's win all or nothing for the next couple years for the Nuggets. We could, theoretically, how'd you like that for the spring? Have a dual championship series with Boston teams, Will. How amazing would that be?
Wow. If you had Avs, Bruins, and Nuggets, Celtics going at the same time.
Can you imagine?
We might have to have a tea party.
From ice to hardwood on a nightly basis, because we're hosting the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final. That would be the most exciting time in this town's history. And this town has a great history and a lot of championships.
And
I don't think anything could trump back-and-forth NBA Finals, NHL Finals on a nightly basis.
And I'll tell you this. Everybody's invited to stay at PETA and Eileen's house, my parents' house in Ipswich. Everybody can come on over. You know, we'll be out there in the mosh. You'll love it, Derek. You can just bow hunt right from the deck.
Yes.
You can let it rip. We got Bambi floating
left
and right.
I bet you there's a big buck hanging back there.
We got all sorts of them. I grew up with them. We saw them every day.
Big giant ones, too.
Dude, they lived on the island out there in the mosh. All right, Will, we appreciate it. What are you writing for DenverFan.com? What's good?
I am writing today about Prime, Deion Sanders, and all these reports, as well as Nathaniel Hackett, guys, says he has weekly meetings with the Penners.
I know, right?
With you, it was a little strange to me.
How do you think those are going?
I think he's just making things up. Like, that would be so odd.
What the hell would he be talking about in the weekly meeting?
They probably call and say, hey, how you doing, coach? Oh, I'm doing all right. How's the team doing? Oh, we're doing good. We're going to turn things around, right? Oh, yeah, we're going to be all right. Don't worry, guys.
Hey, it wasn't lost on me that all of a sudden people were reporting, hey, look at the owners were here today, as if that's unusual for them to, what, walk from their offices
I think people are just, like, reaching for something to talk about right now because it's just...
Well, I think it's because you don't see him very often out there either, which you don't.
No.
Which you don't. All right, Scrappy Will, are we going to see Deion Sanders as the new bus coach by the end of the weekend?
I mean, everything that we're hearing is that it could be a press conference on Sunday. So for the first time in a long time, the Broncos may not be the biggest story on a Sunday in Denver sports.
Yeah, it'll be a big news in Cincinnati.
Thank you. Thank you, Will. Read them at DenverFan.com. The Nuggets and Hawks just underway. Hawks with the early. What are we playing here? Who?
Boston Tea Party.
We're going to throw it in the harbor.
Hold on. KG, that was your Boston accent right there?
Hey, I gave it a shot. I know.
You want to try that again?
You want to give me a Pachtakhan Havid Yad? Go ahead. Give us a Pachtakhan Havid Yad. Come on.
I get. What's the line? I'm
Pack the car, smart pack.
Pack the car, smart pack.
It's so funny. That's good.
Hey, who's your favorite player on the Celtics there, KJ? Who do you like there on the
Jason
Celtics?
Jason Tatum.
Hey, KJ, is he wicked awesome? Is Jason Tatum wicked awesome?
I can smile.
All right, Dante, don't try to help KJ. Don't try to help KJ there, Dante. All right, let's take a break. We'll see how the Celtics do. Work on the Boston accent there, KJ. You gotta get that down. This is the Drive on the Fan.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's the Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
Everyone's watching.
So I got a text from my wife, and she goes, we've had fence issues, a stupid fence, it's wood, it's terrible fence. I can't even tell you my problems with my stupid fence, because...
Is it a privacy fence?
It's the HOA, and they require a certain... But the fence they require is a terrible fence. Mm-hmm. We should just build a better, different fence out of different materials, but we're not allowed to. So we actually have to, when it falls over, because they all suck... You have to replace it with another sucky fence. Mm. Anyways,
you can't use the PVC.
No, don't even get me started.
It can't be the PVC.
It's not even part of the story. Just so we're doing the fence, but everything, the door, the fence, everything just falls apart. So we had the guys over. They're great. They fixed it today. But it is funny because my neighbor, who I hate,
you don't like your neighbor.
I hate my neighbor.
Do they know this?
Oh yeah. But my other neighbors are awesome.
Why don't you guys just fight?
It's gotten, we've had some moments.
Maybe that'll settle it.
I'm not going to lie. It's been awkward.
Sometimes you just need to establish dominance.
Listen, the reason why is he cut down a metal chain link fence that was supposed to keep the high school kids from cutting through the back area to the shopping mall. You're not supposed to do that. The result has been...
Oh, that chain link fence is really doing a good job, huh?
It made it difficult. They would still hop the fence, but it made it... Now there's no work to be done.
So he cut like a hole in it?
Yeah, because he made it easier for his kids to cut. So even though we offered for his kids to cut through our yard, direct route, all they have to do, come through our yard. We said fine. We've let kids cut through our yard for more than 15 years. And we said they can cut through our yard. He didn't want that. He didn't want that favor from us. So he just chopped down the chain link fence. Well, what that has done, sure, it's easy for the high school kids, but Derek, on the weekends, holidays, summers, we've had like homeless people and needles.
Oh, now you're worried about homeless people.
Well, poop on the street in San Francisco.
Now he's worried about homeless people when it's in his backyard. Wow. Typical.
Anyways, my wife sends me a text, so that's open.
Is there a homeless person sleeping back there right now?
No, it's not. I'm not angry about homeless people. But there's this huge hole in this fence, so I on purpose don't use it. I walk the long way around to the neighborhood bar. We got a neighborhood bar.
The local pub.
Tolly's. Tolly's on Smoky Hill and Buckley. Everybody in that neighborhood knows Tolly's. Trust me. So my wife goes, well, we got the fence fixed, so I'm going to Tolly's. Because because now she can go through the door in our backyard because it was all broken before.
Yeah.
But she's making an excuse like, well, now that the fence is fixed.
I could go to the bar.
Yeah, instead of just like walking around, now that I can open the fence, I'm going drinking. So instead of just telling me I'm going out with the girls to go drink at Tolly's, she's like, well, now the fence is fixed, so now.
Okay.
Like, okay, honey. So now the fence is fixed. I guess free range to be an alcoholic. Go ahead. Just plow right through it. So we walk. I mean,
it's like me. I tell my wife, I took the trash out. I'm going hunting.
Right. What's the difference?
It's like, wait, what?
So, honey, you mean the thing that's been stopping you from being a rager every night is the broken door for our fence? Now that it's fixed?
That was holding her back. It's really holding her back. She couldn't take her normal route. That's great.
All right, so opinion here. Quick ethical question. Do I go join my wife who's been putting a couple back for the past hour, or do I just stay out of it?
I'd maybe pop your head in there.
Pop my head in?
Just pop in. Check the situation out.
Gauge the temperature.
See if you're even really invited.
Oh, I'm definitely not invited.
Oh, if you're not invited, then don't go no matter what.
We have the Pac-12 championship here. Nuggets are 21-16 down to Atlanta, 4:21 to go. Broncos lose by a bunch, right? Doesn't get better.
Three scores.
Yeah. Have a good week. What, you got anything? Yeah.
This weekend? Yeah. Disney on Ice?
Yeah. Mice on Ice. Have fun at Mice on Ice.
I am going to try to sneak up to Fair Play, do some predator control.
How do you sneak up on a place that takes 2.5 hours to get to?
Michael, what do you mean?
All right. KJ.
Rooftop. I'm going to drive there, all right? It's not going to be sneak.
Let me go sneakily up to a place for 2.5 hours.
When I say sneak, I'm going to try to convince my wife to let me go.
There you go. That's more like it.
She'll be like, well, what about Roxy? I'll be like, I'll take her. Oh, yeah, you're going to take her mountain lion hunting. Okay.
Utah or USC, who you rooting for?
Neither.
There you go. That's
I hope both teams have a good time.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. Have a great weekend, y'all.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.